Welcome to the Mindfulness and Meditation Daily Podcast. Our daily lives are often filled with stress and distractions, but taking a moment for mindfulness can have profound benefits for our mental clarity and emotional well-being. Every day, we offer you a unique mindfulness exercise to help ground you in the present moment. Today, we will delve into the practice of mindful drawing emotions, a creative exercise that combines the calming effects of mindfulness with the expressive power of art to help us explore and process our emotions. In today's session, you'll be guided to channel your feelings onto paper without judgment or expectation. The act of drawing can release tension, offer insights into our emotional states, and create a space for self-expression. Whether you consider yourself an artist or not, this practice is less about the outcome and more about the experience of connecting with your inner self. So prepare to engage with your emotions in a new and illuminating way. Let's begin by finding a comfortable seated position. Ensure that you have a piece of paper and some drawing materials, like pencils, markers, or crayons, within reach. Take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. Allow yourself to arrive in this moment fully, giving yourself permission to let go of any distractions or concerns for the duration of this exercise. Now, take another slow, deep breath in, and as you exhale, gently close your eyes if that feels comfortable for you. Let's start by checking in with ourselves. How are you feeling right now? Don't search for a specific emotion. Just observe what naturally surfaces. It could be happiness, sadness, anxiety, calm, or anything in between. Whatever it is, know that it's okay to feel this way. Emotions are transient, like clouds in the sky. They come and go, and each has its own shape and texture. Now, slowly open your eyes and look at your drawing materials. Pick up whatever tool feels right for your current emotion. Without thinking too much about it, let your hand start to move across the paper. Don't worry about creating a specific image. Instead, let the movement, the lines, and colors express what you're feeling. As you draw, continue to breathe deeply and regularly. Notice the sensations you feel as your hand moves. Is your grip tight or loose? Is the motion fast or slow? Are you drawn to certain colors? Let these choices be an extension of your emotion, a wordless dialogue between your inner self and the canvas of your paper. Be present with the experience, allowing your intuition to guide your hand. If your mind begins to wander, that's perfectly normal. Acknowledge the thought as you would a passing cloud, and gently guide your focus back to your drawing. Remember that this practice is not about the end result. It's about the process of acknowledging and embodying your emotions in this moment. As you continue drawing, observe any changes in your emotional state. Has the act of drawing altered the intensity or quality of your emotion? Reflect on the possibility that by giving your feelings a shape and color, you are also gaining perspective on them. Now let's take a final minute to complete our drawing. There's no need to finish it in the traditional sense. Rather, come to a natural stopping point, reflecting on the emotion you've expressed and the journey it has taken you on. Gently lay down your drawing materials and take a deep breath in. As you exhale, take a moment to appreciate the work you've done. It doesn't matter if it's abstract or realistic. What matters is the physical representation of your emotions that now exists outside of you. Thank you for joining me in this practice of mindful drawing emotions. I hope this exercise has helped you connect with yourself in a unique way. Do take the time to revisit this drawing later. Sometimes emotions woven into art reveal different layers over time. Join us on the next episode for a mindful counting breaths exercise, which is a simple yet powerful tool for returning our focus to the present moment. If you have questions or suggestions for future episodes, please get in touch at mindfulness@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us. To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at mindfulness.pagepods.com. The link is also in our show notes. Until next time, may you find peace and clarity in every breath, every stroke, every line.